Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business, presented by the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo here on CannabisRadio.com. On this episode, we're going to learn about three-dimensional virtual tours, allowing customers to come right into a business space from the comfort of their own home or mobile device, which is interesting. I went to an event a few weeks ago before this recording where they talked about, where actually I asked a question to a panel of experts about the idea of, in the state of Florida, where if you're looking outside of a building or a dispensary and you're trying to figure out what's inside, you know, it's not like the rules and the variances or the permits allow for a lot of display to be seen outside of a building. So it would be very important for those to go and be able to see inside and get a look of the space before they walked in. And this is where our guest really helps that out. His name's Michael Chandler. He is with Third Eye Visuals. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. How you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for making time. Now, so you create models of dispensaries or any other type of space to show offline, and what is explained as a very unique marketing use. Now, let me bring some context to those of the audience so you'll know what this is all about. So Third Eye Visuals was created with the idea that emerging technology within the field of photography and video isn't being used to its full potential. Being able to show off an event or destination is great, but with the emergence of VR technology, it's now possible to enjoy such experiences on a more personal level. So, Michael, my first question to you is, what made you think virtual reality could play a role in the cannabis industry? And talk to me about how you're able to pitch to a dispensary this idea.
One of the ways that I kind of became involved with the cannabis industry with this was because of my health reasons and why I was taking CBD for myself.
Oh. And so fill me a little bit on what it is that you are using CBD for right now. What kind of symptoms do you have right now? What is it that you've been facing as of late?
I currently recently was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and what that does is occasionally it will cause seizures in me. And about 4 years ago is when I had my first seizure, and that's when I started using cannabis oil. And then it definitely helped with seizures, and has definitely helped with my overall well-being and how I feel about everything, and has helped me really get through this whole ordeal.
Now, when it's something like that, is there any issues at all in terms of working on these kind of tours, working on these kind of virtual reality projects? Does it give you any issues in terms of having to really kind of get your mind outside of the box and really the visuals you have to put together? Does that affect you in any way personally when you're trying to put these projects together?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, so let me ask you then, now you told me what made you feel your passion for getting into the business, but talk to me now about the virtual reality side of it. What was your interest in VR technology? And again, what was it about this that you thought the cannabis industry could benefit from?
Well, one of the big things when I started using cannabis medicinally and was talking to people about it and about what I was going through, I noticed a lot of people, when I was mentioning that I was going to a dispensary, the look on their face would kind of change, and they'd get this kind of idea of, you know, what they thought a dispensary was like. And friends of mine, especially older friends, would get this idea that, you know, they're going to meet somebody in a back alley to go pick up a dime bag somewhere. But then I would actually show them pictures inside these dispensaries. And now these friends of mine that are in their 60s and 70s are looking at it going, oh, you mean it's just like going into a store and I can get something that'll help me sleep? Wow, this is actually kind of cool. Maybe I'll look into this.
And so I noticed, talking like, to me, let me get this right. So it was partly because of the fact that you had people that you would talk about how you would go into a dispensary. They're timid and anxious to go inside a facility. So you felt like, well, this is an audience that needs to be served. If we could show them what it looks like, and it doesn't looks harmless, it looks fine, you know, just be like any other storefront you go to, then it would make a big difference, right?
Exactly. And this, and you know, a big part of it was the number of medications that my own mother was on, and realizing that cannabis could actually help her with a lot of these things. But the stigma that she had and thought of it when I said I was using cannabis, you know, her first thought was, oh, you're going to meet some shady character in an alley somewhere, and I'm not going to do that. But then when I showed her a model of the Emerald Farms dispensary in Hopland, which is just a beautiful little boutique store, he looked at that and was like, so that's what a pot shop is like now? I could totally go in there. I was like, Mom, absolutely. It's not, you're not meeting any shady people. These people are all on the up and up. This is all legal. You're going into a nice boutique store. The people that are in there are going to be able to help you. They're going to, you know, talk to you about what your ailments are with, you know, if you can't sleep, they're going to give you something that will help you sleep. If you're in pain, they'll give you, going to talk you into the right things, the right products that can help you with your pain. So
that's amazing. So it was for friends and family to convince them, listen, Grandma, you can go in the store. It's okay. You're not going to some shitty drug dealer, black market, black alley kind of thing. Now, but here's the thing. I mean, you can show them that, but you still got to have some kind of smarts. How the hell did you learn virtual reality or VR technology so you could create 3D virtual tours?
Well, I kind of grew up with a camera in my hand. My wife and I were working for another outfit. We were traveling quite a bit doing social media marketing. And the job was kind of wearing us down a little bit, and we had to just kind of start looking at something else. And originally I started looking at this VR technology to do real estate tours, to kind of fill in the gaps with our other job when we were when we weren't busy doing other events. And once I started playing around with the technology, that's when I had my first seizure and ended up taking cannabis for myself. And my first thought was just instantly of the way that these timing worked out for me was that this disease was given to me so that I could personally put this technology out and help people get the medicine that they need and help take some of the stigma away from this industry.
Now, what point were you learning a little bit about the VR technology, or what point were you starting to tinker around with that? How far back?
We started playing around with this camera system, and I actually started my business in January of 2017.
And then what point did you get the system when you learned of the brain tumor?
The first seizure was about four years ago. Oh. And then the actual brain tumor diagnosis was last November.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, and I actually have been living with the tumor for at least 4 years and possibly my entire life.
My God.
They misdiagnosed me at the hospital and I didn't have insurance, so for the last 4 years, I've basically been trying to fight the hospital system and had to take matters into my own hands. And using cannabis was the only way to do that.
That's incredible. I feel horrible that you're having to go through this kind of issue. And it's not, I mean, I guess there's only so much the doctors can do. But then again, also just trying to get this new career off the ground. And this is just a bump in the road that nobody wants to, and I'll ask even just the worst enemy to have. And I'm really, your bravery, your courage is something to be said. And that's a story that we don't hear much on the show here, but I'll tell you, we've heard of those obviously with, you know, loved ones, but I've never heard one where, you know, someone that is being affected by it now and starting your career off. And this is truly becoming a detriment, and it put a major roadblock what you're doing. And I know we were talking before about scheduling the interview, and the issues that are related to this brain tumor is why we just got a chance to talk together now. But I appreciate you making time for us. Now, let me get back to the actual technology here. Sure. what you're able to do is you're able to customize a model with interactive tags containing media and information about your brand, and allows you to effectively educate your customers about your products, services, and philosophy. Briefly, take me through the technology that goes into when you're building out a 3D virtual tour. Take to me, you know, how it kind of works together. Storyboard, the elements.
Okay, so basically the whole process from start to finish. Depending on what you were as a business owner, so let's say a dispensary, for example. So if you were a dispensary owner, you'd contact me and you would say you want to show off your dispensary online, and what do you do? So I would send out a little questionnaire, find out kind of what you want to use it for. Some people use this for to get investors. Some people use this to put it online to show their customers what they look like. Really kind of depends on how deep down the rabbit hole you want to go on what we do for you, because we can do real simple 360 photographs for a really low budget price, where it's just a simple photograph where you stand in one place and you can see the entire store by looking all around. Or I can do these fully interactive models where you can actually walk around the entire store and explore it as if you were there. So once we figure out what you want first, then I build your package for you. And then we arrange a date that we come down and scan your store. Sometimes people will put people in the models. It makes for a little more welcoming experience. I can send you some examples too, to show you what it looks like. There's one model I did of a dispensary in Ukiah where I put myself in the model about 10 different times. So as you go through it, you actually see me popping up behind the counter in 10 different sections. Or you can have it where it's just the store itself, and then I can put tags on each of the products. And then, you know, depending on how far deep down the rabbit hole you went, you know, I could have a tag on each of your flowers, and each week or day or month I could update that information, and your customers could see what you actually have in store that day by clicking on it, seeing a picture of it, getting a description of it, and, you know, basically being able to come right into the store from their computer or their mobile device, wherever they are.
So we're going to talk more about that. We'll get a little more information about this whole idea and where we can actually see that. I know I got a chance to look at some of that from us talking together about this. So we're going to continue with more here with Michael Chandler from Third Eye Visuals here on Blunt Business. And before we go and go out to commercial break to visit our wonderful sponsors, including the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, let me tell you about that Extra Expo. It's coming up August 3rd and 4th. You can learn more at usccexpo.com. Some great speakers coming on board. I can tell you right now, looking at what we have currently being set up, I know a little bit about speaker development. I get to be involved in some of that and see who's going to be showing up at the event this year. A couple of former Blunt Business guests are going to be featured on. I can tell you that Joe Bayern, president of Indus Holdings, who you might remember, we had a great interview with him. He was also the same person that he was part of the successful turnaround of Snapple and the Dr. Pepper Snapple group. Also was a person that helped, that was the CEO of the global beverage leader Voss of Norway, which I have a bottle sent with me to drink during the show, which I mentioned to him on the episode. You might remember that. Also, Danny Keith from Cannabis Club TV will also be joining us at the show, and Jeffrey Harris, who we also had on, the CEO of Spring Big. And a whole lot more people are going to be joining us. Make sure to join us this August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida, at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami for the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. You can learn more at usccexpo.com. Get your passes now, usccexpo.com. We'll be back with more after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
The National Cannabis Industry Association's 6th Annual Cannabis Business Summit and Expo returns to San Jose, California's McInerney Convention Center, July 22nd through the 24th. Register today at CannabisBusinessSummit.com and take part in the most influential, award-winning cannabis conference and trade show hosted by the cannabis industry's only national trade association. NCIA's Cannabis Business Summit and Expo offers attendees 3 days of engagement and interactive programs. Arrive early so you can participate in our pre-conference workshops and off-site tours. Join hundreds upon hundreds of exhibitors and thousands upon thousands of attendees at NCIA's 6th Annual Cannabis Business Summit and Expo, July 22nd to the 24th in San Jose, California. Register today at CannabisBusinessSummit.com. That's CannabisBusinessSummit.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Michael Chandler from Third Eye Visuals. So Michael, 3D models, from what I know, is they allow your business to make an emotional connection between your brand and audience. Customers can now tour your facilities from the comfort of their own device and an immersive VR, virtual reality, allowing them to learn about more about your brand and culture along the way. Now, interesting in that paragraph right there, I want to help me wrap my head around the idea of making an emotional connection between your brand and audience with a 3D model in virtual reality. How does that happen?
Well, there's a number of ways we can do that. One of the best ways that I've found is by putting your staff in your models. When somebody can actually view your store online and see it as an empty store, it looks like just any other store. But when you have your staff standing behind the counter and holding out a product or welcoming your guests as they come through your model, it definitely gives a little bit more of a personal feel to it. And when they come down to your store for the first time, they actually feel like they've already been there and they've even met your staff already. So they definitely get a much more comfortable feel when they walk in that door for the first time.
So the idea is kind of make it feel like a bit of a small town neighborhood business type feel.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay.
And kind of take some of the stigma away from it that, you know, people think that they have of it, and realize that these stores are just, you know, just like any other store. They're nice. You know, you can go in there and people will help you, and they're a good experience, and not any kind of any shady thing at all.
Do you feel like that works for a store that's like more of a chain, that, you know, everybody's kind of set into a certain, you know, I don't know really much about the dispensaries, the bigger ones right now, if they're set to uniforms, is it still very a bit of a casual kind of feel to it, so it does feel a little bit homely, does feel much more relatable? Is that anything that you have to take into concern when you put these together as well?
So far, the dispensaries that we've done have all been smaller ones, and we have put people in them to help give it a little bit more of a welcoming feel. And then we've actually done a tour of production facilities as well, like Cannacraft in Santa Rosa. So they actually do a full tour of their facility where you can go through, see where the extractors are made, see the extraction room, see the entire process. And through our virtual tour, you can take that exact tour that they would give you as a walkthrough tour on site, online.
Fantastic. Now, what I want to ask you about the next is there was a very interesting article. I want to get that 30,000 feet above sea level kind of view on the actual virtual reality, augmented reality market, because I think not a lot is being said about that with the cannabis industry. And I mean, I see there's quite a few companies that are actually catered to that market, but it's interesting on how this really works out, because I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around that as well. So this is a TechRadar article I'm taking from. It's titled, "Virtual Reality, the Safest Bet Business Can Make Today." Now, let me quote some stats that they put out here that they quoted. The VR and AR market is one of the most revolutionary tech that is going to expand from $6.1 billion in 2016 to, by 2022, $192.7 billion. Wow. So there's hidden potential, they said, that are only a few are realizing, and if experts are true, it's going to completely reshape the way consumers completely look at this. So how important do you think this revolution, does it feel like the cannabis industry is going to be able to feel that? Is that what you feel like that will, this is what's going to impact in the cannabis industry, what you're doing right here?
Absolutely. When I started this 2 years ago, we had a booth, and we had a photo booth, and we're showing off our 3D models as well. And the first time that we had the booth, 90% of the people that came through there were absolutely against what we were doing and didn't want their picture taken in the photo booth, and definitely didn't want pictures taken in their dispensaries. And then over the last 2 years, as the technology's improved and as legalization is spreading across the country, people are really starting to see that the benefits to the technology and the combination of cannabis market and this technology are absolutely going hand in hand, and the timing is perfect for both of them, really.
That's interesting, because when I see there's obviously some inroads when it comes to virtual reality, augmented reality. I remember Google Glasses not that long ago. That was a thing, and I haven't heard much about it since. I know people still have some of those devices, but I know they give it a shot, people tried it, and I know there's been others, obviously a lot of mainstream TV companies that are building that out. I don't know if Samsung has a thing like that. So it's coming much more into the mainstream. It's becoming more familiar with people, but I'm still trying to figure out myself. I don't think I would be pushing back as much as I would just be curious, and still I have a lot more questions to ask about it. So let me go through one other thing here in the TechRadar article. Quote, while VR, virtual reality, offers amazing potential in the realm of customer experience, it is going to impact consumer lives in other large ways. And what we're about to witness, this article says, what's already beginning to happen is virtual reality is spreading its potential across an entirely new domain of industries, including education, healthcare, sports, recreation, and many more. So does that also kind of go in the same line? I know that you also do projects outside of the cannabis space, correct? So what about that level of potential?
The potential is absolutely unlimited, and cannabis market's just one of our things that we're looking at. And like I said, the reason why I started looking at it was because of personal reasons and wanting people to get the medicine that they should have access to and really take the stigma away. But we are also doing other stuff with education, with school safety, with business, with real estate, with all types of construction. You know, we can actually create models of a home before you put the drywall up, so you know where all your electrical and plumbing is. So when you go to drill into your walls, you can actually see what you're going to drill into before that. So the potential for this technology is really absolutely unlimited. It's just kind of where you let your imagination go.
All right, so we're going to come back with one more. I got another big question for you. A major issue when it comes to virtual reality is the issue of customer service. I'm going to hold that carrot, dangle that out for you guys while you wait for our commercials to come on back and hear more from Michael Chandler from Third Eye Visuals right after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com.
In 2018, the National Cannabis Industry Association saw a 60% increase in congressional co-sponsorship of their priority legislation, the federal legalization of hemp, as well as the election of a new Congress expected to be more cannabis-friendly. NCIA will host our 9th annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days, May 21st through 23rd in Washington, D.C. Join in advocate for our industry, and forge a unified front with the industry's most politically engaged leaders. NCIA members from across the country descend on Capitol Hill for our annual Lobby Days event to tell their stories and advocate for federal reforms needed for our industry to reach its full potential. Make your plans now to be at the National Cannabis Industry Association's 9th Annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days in Washington, D.C. Register for Lobby Days and learn how NCIA works to advance the cannabis industry's policy agenda every day at www.thecannabisindustry.org/lobbydays2019.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com. I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with final questions for Michael Chandler from Third Eye Visuals here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. So I mentioned, Michael, before the break, customer service. It's one industry that, quote, from this TechRadar article about where they mentioned how virtual reality is the safest bet business can make today. Well, getting back to that is, they say that customer service is one industry that will change with increasingly accessible and widely used AR and VR technologies. As consumers grow to expect more from their shopping experience, new technologies will need to be developed in order to fill that need. I mean, they're not real persons. That's just where I'm a little leery about. So consumers will come to and are already coming to expect an experience based around their personal desires and ideals. And that virtual reality is the technology that will meet the new consumers' demands. Now, the only virtual reality I may even have, which isn't even that, is when I go to the Walmart near my house. You know, I have a cashier that's there. It's the self-checkout, and it'll just tell you a couple things to know what you need to do to get your service done. But to get to this level, into the store, outside of the store, get checked out, do you really think customers will be able to adapt to this new era of customer service?
Very much so. One of the things that we're actually doing is with our programs is some social media marketing programs where we're giving out branded VR glasses and goggles to the dispensaries that they can hand out to their customers. So you can actually have a customer come into your dispensary, buy a product, you know, spend X amount of dollars, get a free VR glasses that they can pop their phone into, and then they can go home, show it off to their friends, and basically bring you know, whoever they want right into that space without being there. And then from there, that can absolutely go into a whole thing of where people start to get into that. Well, if I could just do it all online, I'll just do it all online. I don't even have to go in there. That's great.
Yeah, but right. So from a website, I understand that point, but I'm saying it is going into the store. And, you know, I mean, not for nothing, I know customer service is not one of the best things that we get a lot these days when you go into a store, and there's not a lot of well-read people. But then I guess, do you put these goggles on? Is there some kind of AI or artificial intelligence, machine learning, something that like somebody will be there, some kind of a persona through this that will help navigate you through products? Or do you just feel like there's just be information that'll be seen through those goggles, or how you see it, so that'll tell you the information and you just read it for yourself and you determine what you want to get from there?
Right now, the way that we're using it is more just to kind of show off a little bit of the actual space itself. The customer service part isn't really technically built into it so far. And that whole part of being able to deal with the customer service is stuff we're still working on, really.
Interesting. All right. Well, I mean, I'm sure I had other questions to ask about it. I'm going to hold it right there because we're out of time. But okay. I'm very interested in learning more, and I know our audience is sure to do the same. So the website is Third Eye, V-I-Z. That's a T-H-I-R-D spelled out, I-V-I-Z.com. So real quickly, while I'm looking at the website, take me a quick, give me a virtual tour, if you will, as to what people can find out on the website, where they should be looking at while they're listening in and opening up their browser.
Yeah, if you go onto our website, we've got two models up, our featured models this month, Station 16 Gallery in Denver and Idea Fab Labs in Chico right now. If you hover over those two models and click the play button, it'll load those models and you can actually explore those two. These ones aren't cannabis related, but you know, we do definitely do a lot of work with cannabis business as well.
Nice setups, by the way. Yeah.
Tours, and once the tour itself loads, the best thing to do is in the very bottom left corner, you'll see a little play icon. And if you hit the play button, it'll do an automated walkthrough and it'll kind of fly into the building, take you through. And then on those models at any time, if there's something you like, you can click on it or just click anywhere in that model and explore it like you were right there and walk around. Any of the little colored dots that you see floating around in a model, you can click on those and it'll take you to links or videos or any kind of more information that wants to be shared by the clients there.
That's fascinating. I'm looking right now at the Idea Fab Labs right now itself, and it's Jesus, man, it's really good on the pictures, and really I love the technology here, how seamless it is to go and look across. It's really not much to be worried about so much, and I see the print zone, I can go right to it. Yeah, this is really amazing. It's like and then you can also have glasses to go along and look in on top of that here as well. So that's exactly. Very interesting.
There's a little piece that kind of looks like a Tetris piece on there too. Yeah. And that'll give you a dollhouse view and you'll actually be able to look at the entire building and then spin it around and look at the whole thing at one time, which is really fun.
My God. Yeah, I see that too. Wow, that's crazy. Okay. Well,
and that Fab Labs is a really good example of how we can put people in and move them around and make it real more personalized. That was a real fun one to play around with these guys for sure.
Yeah, if you guys thought that the movie effects in Tron were something special, look at this right here. Well, anyway, Michael, I like I said, we are out of time. And so again, the website is THIRDI. EYEVIZ.com. Make sure everybody go and check out the website. And Michael, again, thanks for making time to join us. And really, you know, going back to originally your story here, I hope that we hear a good prognosis for you, and I hope that you're on the road to recovery. I hope you're on the mend.
I think we'll be finding some more information out at the end of July here, and see where my journey's taking me next. So.
All right, thoughts and prayers are with you and yours. Thanks so much for making time to join us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, again, that is Michael Chandler from Third Eye Visuals here on Blunt Business. But, of course, before we get ourselves out of here, the Blunt Business program presented by the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, which will return to Miami August 3rd and 4th. Learn more at usccexpo.com. Doctors, join us the day before, Friday, August 2nd, for our physician training and certification program, and take the exam to become a certified medical marijuana physician. Patients, see a medical doctor for evaluation so you can quickly get easily obtain your medical marijuana card. And also, you can learn more things like the latest trends and techniques in digital marketing. Get trained on SEO, search engine optimization, from the man that coined the term, Bruce Clay. Also, we'll have 2 days of education, speed networking, powerful keynotes, and a very interactive exhibit space. It's all awaiting you at the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Log on to usccexpo.com and secure your tickets today. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business. You can download past episodes by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Please rate and review. Give us 5 stars. You can also find us on Stitcher, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.